I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Trying to do a nice thing, but it's backfired on her here. All she wants to do is send her TikToks out, her Instagrams out. She wants to help you guys try to save some money. Well, in this particular case, she went over the line for some people. So calling her a cheapskate and saying this was just over the line.
This guy out of Australia will literally peel his bananas before he buys them because you pay by weight. So he refuses to pay for the peel and will peel it in the grocery store before bagging it and weighing it. And this isn't the first time he's done something like this.
It's a really sad picture, by the way. And I was like, because, you know, bananas brown real fast. It's one solitary peeled banana in a plastic bag. On the, like, when you go through the self-checkout and you have, like, you know, you have the little scale and you put it on there. Just a sad little peeled banana shoved in a bag just sitting there as he's checking out.
Now, he's not the only one who does this, because I saw a documentary clip of a woman who does the same thing, but she'll even go as far as taking grapes off the vine because she refuses to pay for the vine. She'll break broccoli stalks because she's like, I don't eat the stalk. I'm not going to pay for it. So if she has a part of the fruit or vegetable that she is not going to eat, she will remove it so that it does not get weighed and she does not pay for it.
I'm going to put that in my special instructions the next time I do Instacart and ask them to peel my bananas for me, please.
It does make some sense.
How much you really save it?
Because, well, I mean, you could look at it like, how much are you saving today? Probably not much. But over the course of the year, with all the other things they're hacking on, could be hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, hundreds?
Hundreds.
No.
Like 100.
No, not that much.
Hundreds?
No, like,
no.
Well, we don't know what else they're $20s.
Look, if he's hacking on this one, he must be hacking on a whole bunch of different things.
He is. So most people were like, girl, this one's fine. Like, you can stay with him. But his other hack is so gross. So I guess it's in Australia. They don't have free refills the same way we do here in the States. So Taco Bell over there is offering free refills. Just bring your cup. So he got an empty cup he found in the parking lot and went and just walked in and refilled it and walked out again and drank it.
What are you going to do?
Absolutely not.
You gotta kiss that mouth.
If the dude wants to drink out of a used cup that's not his, go ahead, save yourself a penny.
I'm gonna save him a lot of money on our dates because we're not going on anymore. We're breaking up.
Speaking of breaking up, should I stay or should I go? Shady or not? In this case, he's got a weekend planned with his old friends. She wants to go along, and he's not having it.
I have something on my mind that I just can't shake, and I could really use some outside opinions. My boyfriend and I have been dating for just under a year now, and this is our first summer together. I feel pretty confident in our relationship, but something makes me unsure. Each summer, my boyfriend and his high school friends reenact their senior trip, a week-long beach trip where they catch up, have fun, and as I've heard, relive the glory days. Sounds like a great tradition, and many of his friends bring along their partners. When I heard about it, I was genuinely excited to join and get to know his friends better. That was until he told me he didn't want me to go. His reasons? First, he thinks I won't enjoy myself since I don't know anyone else going. Secondly, he says he looks forward to this trip as a carefree experience and doesn't want to worry about making sure I'm okay or having a good time. It almost feels like he doesn't want to include me in his life. To make it more complicated, he has an ex-girlfriend from high school.
Shader! Took my own words out of my mouth.
Who also attends this trip every year. He hasn't mentioned her in relation to the trip, but I can't help but think there might be a connection to why he won't let me come. So, am I just reading too much into it? I don't want to ruin his fun, but I also don't want to ignore what might be a problem.
I was actually on his side until she mentioned the ex-girlfriend thing, who's going every week also, or every year, I should say. Look, I think that people should be able to go and hang with friends from time to time without their significant others. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. In fact, I think it's kind of healthy. But if everybody else is bringing significant others and he's not, and there's an ex-girlfriend on the trip, then it really feels shady to me also.
There's multiple red flags. And I agree with you. Like, you should be able to go and hang with friends without your significant other. And also, like, if you were going to be the only one, let's be honest, even if you are an extrovert and you make friends easily, as the person who brings somebody new into a group, you're going to feel obligated to take care of them and make sure they're comfortable rather than actually like enjoying your friends. So I totally get that. But if every other person there has a significant other, mm-hmm. and your ex-girlfriend from high school is there, and that is like, it's mm-hmm. so many shades of shady.
But is the ex-girlfriend bringing a partner? Then that would change it up a little bit. I'm definitely not on this guy's side for sure, mainly because they've been dating for a year or almost a year. And if you're telling me you have this big group outing with all your friends and they're all bringing their partners, I'm thinking that you don't want to include me in that whatsoever. Because at that point, I feel like a year into the relationship, like, you got to crap or get off the pot. Like, do you want me to be a part of your life or not?
Yeah, I thought I was going to be able to defend him here, and I was with him at first. But the fact that everybody else seems to be bringing someone, yeah. Like, I don't even know how you can get out of this. And then, yeah, with the ex-girlfriend going to be there, it definitely feels like he's just trying to keep those two worlds mm-hmm. separate. And if this is your new girl, you can't do that.
Unanimously shady?
It's shady.
Okay, do you go anyway?
Do you go anyway? Like, just crash the weekend?
Uh-huh. Absolutely not.
No. That'll ruin a relationship.
Is that what you would have done?
Maybe.
Because I feel like you give him an out if you do that.
No, it'd be like a surprise. And then everybody would be so happy to meet you.
Surprise, all right.
Break up before that even happens. Yeah. Man. Why waste your time?
The Burt Show.